I really remember it like it was yesterday. I was sitting at the diner when I got the phone call that we had just landed our second placement. And so here in a matter of months, we had done the Whitney Houston project. And now we turn around and landed the Genuine project. And I'm thinking, of course, my career is about to take off. And the Lord speaks to me immediately, like right then, and was like, you're done. And of course, my attitude was, I worked too hard to get to this point, to this place. And so I kind of just, we just pushed on. And here it is a year later, every project we touched, like nothing's coming out. None of the albums are coming out. None of the singles are being released. And so I stopped and I'm praying like, Lord, what is this? The Lord says to me, I need you to focus on ministry. See, we pray these prayers of, Lord, use me, not my will, but your will be done. And there comes a point where the Lord will actually show up and say, I'm honoring your prayer. I'm answering your prayer. Now I need you. But it never comes at a point where it's convenient for you. The Lord wants your life. He wants your heart. He wants all of you. And the scripture says that we worship him with our lips, but our hearts are far from him. And so here, I walked away from music for about 10 years. See, the Lord said to me, you're trying to be an R&B producer, but I need you to be a pastor. I need you to be an apostolic voice, a leader to this next generation. The question is he really the Lord, the head of your life? Because if he is, then that's all that matters. His desire has to be your desire. His will has to be your will. More than your praise, more than your tears, the Lord wants all of you.